Here's a look at Cranford Radio headlines for the week of July 5th, and a look ahead at your weekend. Cranford celebrated Independence Day on both Tuesday and Thursday. The fireworks on the 2nd saw a smaller crowd than years past. The display was moved due to public safety concerns. The Tuesday evening scheduling allowed additional law enforcement officials to attend. Some residents expressed displeasure with the change. On Thursday morning, two longtime events took place. The Firecracker 4-miler and 1-mile fun run, sponsored by the Cranford JCs, went off under mostly sunny skies, while on the Rahway River, the canoe races returned to enthusiastic participation. Westbound traffic on North Avenue in Cranford was backed up for a good part of the day Wednesday. The state highway was closed at the Garwood Line due to the collapse of the former paperboard factory. Wires were also torn down when the brick wall fell at about 8:30 a.m. There were no injuries in the collapse. Checking the weekend forecast, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon and night, with a high in the upper 80s. The possibility continues through Saturday and Saturday night, and some of the storms could bring heavy rain and gusty winds. Saturday's high near 90. Sunday, only a slight chance of showers, but it remains warm with a high in the upper 80s. Tuesday morning between 8 and 9:30, the Cranford Area Chamber of Commerce is holding Bagels and Coffee Networking at the Gourmet Deli on Alden Street. Wednesday morning at 10, it's free story time and a garden craft at Hanson Park. For more details and events, visit Cranford.com. News provided by Tap into Cranford. Cranford Radio headlines will be on hiatus for the next couple of weeks, but should return July 26th. For Cranford Radio, I'm Bernie Wagenblast.